I want to ask you a question. Have you noticed how unbelievably fast software development is evolving right now?
Oh, it's moving at a breakneck pace.
Right. And if you've been paying any attention at all, you've definitely heard this specific buzzword floating around, vibe coding.
Yes. The phrase everyone loves to argue about.
Exactly. It's controversial, it's confusing, and honestly, we need to figure out what it actually means. So our mission for this deep dive is to unpack this fully. We are looking at a really comprehensive curriculum called the Best Full Stack with Vibe Coding Project.
Which is a fascinating document, by the way.
It really is. And just to give you some context on where this is coming from, our sources today are directly from a training program by Vibe Coding Masters. They're a subsidiary of Brawley Academy based over in Hyderabad, India.
Right, so this is an actual formal training material.
Exactly. It outlines how traditional full stack development is just being completely dismantled and transformed by AI. Okay, let's unpack this. What exactly does vibe coding mean in a real professional full stack context? Because, I mean, the name itself,
It's a terrible name, let's be
it
honest.
really is. It sounds like you just, light a scented candle, put on some lo-fi hip hop, and just sort of manifest the software by feeling the vibes.
Right, like playing a jazz solo or something. But the source material is very quick to demystify that. Vibe coding isn't just about throwing an AI chatbot at your text editor when you forget a line of code.
Okay.
It's actually a formalized methodology.
Yeah.
The curriculum defines it as using AI-powered development techniques systematically throughout the entire software development life cycle.
Wait, the entire life
The
cycle?
entire thing,
Yeah.
from the very beginning to the very end.
So, if I'm understanding this right, it's kind of like, well, it sounds like a musician playing an instrument by feel instead of reading sheet music. You're just kind of guiding the process. But let me push back a little here. Does this just mean the AI is writing literally every single line of code? And the developer is just sitting back in a swivel chair sipping a latte.
That is the exact fear a lot of traditional engineers have, right? But the text specifically clarifies this. The AI handles the repetitive, mundane tasks. It's generating your components, the APIs, the database models, the authentication systems.
So all the boilerplate stuff that takes forever but isn't actually that creative.
Exactly. It writes the testing scripts, it handles deployment configurations, but the human developer is still absolutely essential.
How so? If the AI is doing all the typing, what am I
You're
doing?
doing the actual problem solving. By automating all that mundane typing, developers can finally focus on solving real business problems. They focus on maintaining scalability. They ensure the code quality is actually up to par.
Okay, so you're not a typist anymore. You're more of an orchestrator.
Right. You are guiding the AI to achieve a specific high-level goal.
Okay, so that's what it is conceptually. But how does this actually map onto the traditional full stack? Because, normally you have your front end, your back end, your database. How does AI integration actually change that standard architecture?
It touches every single layer. The curriculum breaks down into five core pillars of a vibe coding project.
Okay, let's walk through those. First one is the front end, right?
Yes, the front end. Traditionally, you're hand coding CSS, making sure it looks good on mobile, all that. Now you're building these responsive visual experiences using AI-assisted code generation.
But you're still using normal frameworks,
Oh,
right?
absolutely. You're still working alongside modern frameworks like React or Angular. The AI is just writing the heavy lifting of the visual code based on your prompts.
Got it. So what's the second pillar?
The back end. This is where you're generating endpoints, services, and all the reusable business logic.
And things like secure user logins.
Exactly. Authentication structures, which used to take days to get perfectly secure, the AI scaffolds out in seconds.
That's wild. Okay, so that's two. What's the third?
Database management.
Yeah.
The AI helps design really robust layers for efficient storage and retrieval.
Because databases are tricky, right?
Yeah.
Like one bad decision early on.
One bad decision, and your app crashes a year later when you get a spike in traffic. But the AI assists in creating scalable schemas, ensuring security, and setting up the relationships properly.
Okay, front end, back end, database. What's number four?
API integration.
Ugh, APIs, the bane of every developer's existence.
Right. Trying to get two totally different systems to talk to each other. But vibe coding simplifies the creation, the documentation, the testing, and the maintenance of that communication.
Wait, it does the documentation too.
Yes, which is huge because nobody likes writing documentation.
No one. Okay, and the final pillar.
Deployment and DevOps.
Getting it actually onto the internet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Using AI to create automated pipelines so you can release updates faster while keeping all your security standards incredibly high.
Here's where it gets really interesting. If you have one person doing the front end, the back end, the databases, the APIs, and the deployment, you're effectively turning a single developer into an entire IT department.
That is the exact leverage this curriculum is talking about.
I mean, it massively increases your end-to-end understanding of the application architecture because you're the one pulling all the strings.
Precisely. You aren't just siloed in one little corner of the code base anymore.
Okay, so understanding this architecture is great in theory, but what are developers actually building with this, like in the real world?
The training materials give some really diverse, concrete examples of real-world projects you can build this way.
Yeah, I saw that list. It was pretty extensive. They mentioned things like AI-powered learning management systems,
Right. And smart healthcare appointment platforms.
e-commerce apps,
And
CRMs, what else? Oh, AI content generation platforms, and even business analytics dashboards.
it's a huge variety because the AI can adapt to whatever domain you're trying to build for.
But wait, let me jump in here because I have a very critical question about
Go
this.
for it.
With AI generating all these incredibly complex systems, I mean, we're talking about online exam platforms, inventory management, healthcare scheduling. How do you stop the project from just turning into an absolute unmanageable mess of AI-generated spaghetti code?
Oh, the spaghetti code problem. It's the biggest risk of vibe coding.
Right, because if it's spitting out thousands of lines of code a minute and you lose track of what it's doing, you're doomed.
You are. And the experts at Vibe Coding Masters know this. So the source material outlines some very strict best practices to answer that exact concern.
Okay, so what's the golden rule?
The very first rule, and they emphasize this heavily, is to understand your project requirements before development even begins.
Wait, really? That sounds like traditional project management.
It is. AI is absolutely not a substitute for planning. If anything, because the AI builds things so fast, if your blueprint is wrong, it will build the wrong house in 5 seconds flat.
Oh, wow. I never thought about it like that. So a bad plan is just executed at warp speed.
Exactly. So you have to know exactly what you want first. Then they detail a few other necessary guardrails.
Like what?
First, you have to actively maintain a clean and modular architecture. You can't let the AI just dump everything into one giant file.
Right, keep it organized.
You also need to implement extremely secure authentication early on. You need effective version control.
So saving your progress constantly just in case the AI breaks something.
Yes, version control is your safety net. Plus, you need thorough testing. You actually use the AI to write tests for the code the AI just wrote.
Huh. That's kind of meta, but it makes sense.
You have to optimize performance, document your workflows, and firmly follow strict coding standards. If you don't enforce those rules, the AI will just wander off and create a tangled mess.
So essentially, you have to be super disciplined, which naturally leads me to wonder who is actually doing this?
That's a great question.
Because knowing that you need these strict best practices, is this only for seasoned pros? Like people who have been coding for 10 years, or can anyone just jump in and do it?
So the source material actually has an FAQ section that breaks this down.
Oh, perfect. What do they say?
They say that while having some basic programming knowledge is definitely beneficial, modern AI tools are making this whole process incredibly accessible for beginners.
Really? Beginners can build an enterprise CRM.
Well, they can learn to independently much faster than before. The AI helps explain the concepts as they go. It lowers the barrier to entry for learning the logic because you don't have to memorize 100 different syntax rules first.
Okay, but what about the enterprise reality? Like, I get a beginner building a fun little indie project, but is this actually being used for massive, high-stakes enterprise apps?
According to the text, absolutely. When it's implemented correctly, using those strict guardrails we just talked about, like modular architecture and testing AI-assisted development, absolutely supports scalable and secure enterprise-grade applications.
It's not just a toy.
Not at all. It's becoming a foundational enterprise tool.
You know, to ground this for the listener, I want to highlight the physical reality of our source material today, because it's easy to think this is just some internet theory on a random subreddit.
Right, but it's not. It's a formalized curriculum.
Exactly. Vibe Coding Masters is a real place. They offer specific in-person and online courses. They have tracks in front-end, back-end, advanced vibe coding.
And they cover all the major tech stacks, right?
Yeah, they teach this using React, Angular, the Mern stack, Python, and Java. And they have a physical presence. They're located at the JNTU branch in Dr. Atmaram Estates in Hyderabad.
Which is a massive tech hub.
It really is. Thousands of developers are actively learning how to do this in classrooms right now.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, this is why it matters for your career. The curriculum makes the point that learning this methodology leads to significantly faster project delivery.
Which every boss wants.
Exactly. And it improves your opportunities immensely, whether you want to be a software engineer, a technical consultant, or a product engineer. In an AI-driven industry, this is the skill set you need.
Because the person who can build an entire full-stack app in a week using AI is always going to get hired over the person who takes 2 months to handwrite it.
Precisely. It's an undeniable competitive advantage.
So just to sort of synthesize all of this for you, full-stack vibe coding, just about the trendy name, really represents the next major evolution of software development.
It really does.
It's this hybrid world where developers are blending traditional, rigorous coding skills with these hyper-fast AI workflows. And the result is that they can build better, faster, and much more secure modern applications.
And I think it leaves us with a really fascinating final thought to just kind of mull over.
Ooh, what's that?
Well, think about it. If AI is taking over the manual typing of code snippets and the deployment scripts and the boilerplate, the future of coding might not actually be about writing code at all.
Wait, really? A coder who doesn't write code?
Yes, it becomes entirely about system orchestration and critical problem solving. So you have to ask yourself, what happens to the traditional definition of a programmer when the technical barrier to entry just disappears entirely?
That is wild to think about. If anyone can just speak an app into existence, being a programmer becomes more about being a visionary architect than a typist. Definitely something for you to think about the next time you open up your favorite app.